This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the Marketplace desk of things we all probably knew but didn't really want to deal with, researchers at Berkeley and Stanford say adapting to global warming is going to be much more difficult than we had thought. Their new report published today in the journal Nature says there is a temperature sweet spot for productivity. As global temperatures rise, they say poor countries in already hot places could get much poorer, and those countries now in the sweet spot could see economic productivity fall, their wealth with it, as their climates heat up, thus making them less able to spend on adapting to climate change. Marketplace's Andy Baxter unpacks the whole thing.
The researchers looked at the relationship between temperature and economic productivity over the last 50 years. Marshall Burke, one of the report's authors, says they found that an average annual temperature of about 55 degrees Fahrenheit, or 13 degrees Celsius, was a really important threshold.
That is the temperature at which humans are just really good at producing things around the world.
If a country's average annual temperature is below that threshold, Burke says it might actually see an economic boost from global warming. But if it's higher, as is the case in tropical regions, the research projects global warming will hurt productivity. Burke says even countries like the U.S. and China, which are right on the threshold for the ideal average annual temp, stand to suffer.
We project that these countries could be harmed, and often harmed pretty dramatically by future increases in warming.
Burke and his co-authors predict that by the end of this century, these effects will make the world 23% poorer than if not for global warming. And they find no strong evidence that technological advances will shield countries.
Personally, I'd be skeptical.
That's environmental expert Dale Jamieson of New York University. He and other experts say that as societies become richer and more sophisticated, they are better able to adapt to extreme climate events.
Precisely because they're more technologically developed and they have a kind of economic cushion.
Jamieson doesn't think the new paper effectively proves otherwise. And as for the idea that there's an ideal average temperature for economic production,
that's a view that's not widely shared.
But Jamieson thinks the new research does help show that the toll of climate change will be bad. Just how bad, he says, is still a question. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.